You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. We say hello to you on a glorious day in the capital city of 50 degrees. Woo! Let's have a party. Coming up, we have a great show today for you. Steve Batterson, Quad City Times, will be our guest at 4:20. We'll do some Iowa prep talk at 4:40. In the 5 o'clock hour, Derek Peck, Hawkeye Heaven, will join us. And then at 5:35, Ken Silverstein, Big Ten Conference Insider. Trent, not only is it nice outside, but this is a really good day. Tiger Woods is back playing a PGA golf tournament and the return of XFL football. How excited are you?
Not at all about the XFL. It was a terrible product and it'll be terrible again. So, no, I'm not excited about that one. The Tiger Woods thing, though, a little bit. I just wish I had as much time as you do, Jimmy B, to actually be able to watch things like that. You got it made. You're semi-retired, I mean, almost completely retired over there. You put your feet up and watch a little golf. You're living the good life, Brinson, that's for sure.
Well, I got to hold down, you know, but old fogies are us. They pay me a lot of money to do things like that. So from that standpoint, I have to accomplish some of those things, Trent, which when you take a look here, I'm wearing sandals today, of course.
Nice.
Because, yeah, since the weather is so nice. So why not? Not so nice, however, is the bomb that the media got dropped on about the brand new contract for Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey. If you haven't heard about it, it's a big one. And the buyout is over $10 million in the first year. Partner, your thoughts on this?
Well, as the story came out earlier today by Scott Dockerman from Land of 10 and great work out of Doc, being able to dig out this story, you know, it was a surprise at first. It was a surprise for a couple of factors. The first, obviously, is the buyout language. And the buyout language is something that jumps off. You mentioned owed over $10 million if he'd be fired after this year. Goes down to $9 million the year after that. It's a huge buyout. Now, they're bigger out there, but they're also bigger for some more accomplished coaches than Fran McCaffrey's been at his tenure at Iowa and just overall in his career. So that's startling in its own right. But then also, when this contract was signed, it was signed a day after they were pulverized out at Virginia Tech. They lose to the Hokies, get blown out in the second half of that game, really never were in it. But there was never a real time to do it. You know, coming off the Cayman Islands Classic, the disappointment there, losing to Louisiana Lafayette, losing to South Dakota State, finishing in seventh place at the Cayman Islands Classic, what nobody anticipated. And then, well, you got Big Ten play. Maybe they could get off to a good start with those early December games against Penn State and Indiana. And they lost both of them. And then they lose to Iowa State. Even when they were starting to gain a little bit of traction, you know, probably the best time to announce this, and they should have announced it. I don't think there's any doubt. This should have came out before Dockerman puts in a request for open records and sees this thing. But the biggest thing, right after that win against Colorado, you know, people were feeling good. Hey, maybe this team can turn around. That would have been a perfect time for it. It was right around Christmas time. Kind of would have got buried during that time as well. Announce it. Get it over with. It's already signed. Instead, you have this, and it gives another bad look to the university, to the administration, to the staff over there, another bad look to Gary Barta, and more questions that are coming his way. So that was the two main components to me that I took away. You know, Jimmy B, I'm not part of the Fire Fran camp. I think it's silly to even think about that.
I agree with that statement, pal. I do.
The historical relevance of Iowa basketball, I think, is sometimes maybe tainted in some people's minds, Jimmy B. They haven't won a regular season crown in my lifetime. I'm 37 years old. Last time they won a regular season championship, even a share of it by tying, was 1979. The last outright title that they won was 1970. The last time they made a Final Four was 1980. You take that a step further. Since that time, they've made one Elite Eight, two other Sweet 16s, and that's it. This is a nice program. This is a program with a solid coach that can be what Fran McCaffrey has been. a guy that can get you to a tournament, win a game. But historically, over a long period of time, that's about where the expectation should be. And people say, well, he's only won two NCAA tournament games in 8 years. Okay, all right. What is your expectation level? Because I think it's out of whack for a lot of people when they think that Fran McCaffrey is doing a bad job. Has this year been a disaster? Absolutely. But when you look at him big picture, and that's your only talking point, I think you're missing the mark on Fran McCaffrey and what he's done at Iowa.
All right, let me interrupt quickly because I thought you made a very good point, and my question then to you is, why do you think the fan base envisions themselves as a so-called blue blood that gets to the Elite Eight all the time? How did that concept even begin from the people now who are on the Fire Fran bandwagon and we suck and he sucks and we need a better coach and he can't recruit? All of that, Trent, when you just outlined and showed the ineptitude, really, what Iowa basketball really has been.
Well, I think a big part of it, Jimmy B, is just you go through what they were before. It was consistent. They were a winner for a long time, and that gets tainted. It gets distorted. You go through and you look at Dr. Tom Davis, first year, Elite Eight, great team. I still maintain the most talented team in the country that year was Iowa, and they blew the big lead against UNLV in the Elite Eight. Got to the Sweet 16 the next year. The senior year for Roy, BJ, and Ed, they got beat in the round of 32. That's where Iowa seemingly always gets beat when they get to the NCAA tournament, in the round of 32. And you also kind of go through him year by year, what he did in the Big Ten. Fran McCaffrey's right on. And people, Dr. Tom never missed the tournament. It's not true. That's not true. He missed four NCAA tournaments in 13 years. So people have these false narratives that build, and because of it, the reason for it, the reason you're hearing this more and more, Jimmy B, though, it's pretty simple. This has been a frustrating year. This year had expectations. Not Final Four, yes. Not Sweet 16, no. But yeah. At the very least that this was going to be an NCAA tournament team, and they're not even close to it. That's what led to this conversation. That's what's led to the frustration. That's led to some of the hyperbolic statements that are out there and people going crazy about. That's why you're hearing it right now, Jimmy B. But like I said, I think a false narrative is sometimes thought of with the Iowa fan base and people of my generation, a little bit older. Yeah, we all reminisce about the good old days. You do that, Jim. I do that from time to time. But
yeah.
Sometimes those good old days weren't quite as good as we kind of make them in our memory.
Well, I'll tell you, because when you started to lay out that narrative, and you talked about what Iowa has done since that 1980 team, and I kept thinking, well, the people that are writing all of these get Fran out of here think that that Iowa's in the Elite Eight almost every year,
right?
And they have like lost their mind with really what the team expectations really are. But I do believe, as you do, because you and I both felt it before the season began, that this team was going to be an NCAA tournament team. Now, we weren't saying they were going to Sweet 16 or Elite Eight or anything like that, but we both felt that there was enough talent on that team with all those freshmen who are now sophomores that played last season and competed in those games. We thought that was going to carry over. Obviously, it has not. There is zero leadership on that team with the players that are on the floor, and you're hoping maybe that Garza might become that leader, but he's just a freshman.
Right.
So you don't have any senior leadership, none. Junior leadership, none. Sophomore leadership, not really. So here's your freshman center trying to be the badass. And he looked like it, at least against Wisconsin. We'll find out more when Nebraska and Iowa tangle Saturday night. But it's one of those seasons that has gone to hell in a handbasket, and they just can't find a way to turn it around. Now, would the win over Whiskey, was that a turnaround moment? I don't know, Trent. I can't grasp what this team is really all about. As I said, they could go to Nebraska and get pounded. Mm-hmm. And we'd all be back to square one more time again. And from that standpoint, then everybody is yelling for McCaffrey's head again. So you're caught between a rock and a hard place, at least with this team right now.
I was looking yesterday when some of these, I checked that this morning, when some of these talking points were coming up more and more, and how can you do this with Fran McCaffrey? The good old days. I want to go one more step further. Lute Olson, okay. Jimmy B, do you remember his tenure at Iowa at all? When he took Iowa to the Final Four in 1980, do you have much memory of that?
I remember Iowa being there and Lute on the sidelines, but other than that, my history with Lute Olson obviously is Arizona.
So he was three more seasons that he was in Iowa. The next 3 years before he left for Arizona, Iowa finished fourth in the Big Ten, got bounced in the first round of the NCAA tournament by Wichita State. 1982, 2 years after, they go to the NCAA tournament again. They get knocked off in the round of 32 by Idaho. His final season, they get to the Sweet 16. They upset Missouri in the second round to get to the Sweet 16 and lost a one-point game to Raleigh Massimino and Villanova. But that's another one of these false narratives, that Lute Olson was on this pedestal of his greatness. He had one excellent team with Ronnie Lester running the point before he got hurt. Mm-hmm. Maybe Iowa wins a national championship before he gets injured against Louisville in that national semifinal game. But I just think some of the expectations are out of whack. And we talk about this a lot more, I think, during football season and programs that are going out and making the splashy hire. You kind of are what you are. It's very rare that we see programs come out of nowhere and elevate themselves forward. There's a reason the Blue Bloods are the Blue Bloods. And year after year, you see the same teams in football, in basketball. It's a recruiting base. It's what you put into it. It's historical relevance, all these things. It's very difficult to see a program become a power out of nowhere in a power conference level. Really, probably the only one that I can think of in my lifetime would be Wisconsin. Because me growing up in the 80s, they sucked. They were awful year after year after year. They were a laughingstock. And Bennett got there, and he got Michael Finley, and he got Rashard Griffin out of Chicago, and they were all right. They made that one run late in his career to the Final Four. But remember, they were an 8 seed that year. But outside of that, it's very few and far between. Villanova's elevated themselves back. Still a program that's won a national championship. Xavier, they've moved up to the Big East, but historically, they're a solid mid-major program, but they're not at the national scale. They haven't made a Final Four. Same thing with Creighton. Creighton's never even made a Sweet 16. So you kind of are what you are in college sports. Everybody wants to take their program to the next level, just not that realistic.
I just can't fathom, and I've been trying to. I went back, Trent, and looked at some of the games that Iowa has played, that I have on the DVR. Mm-hmm. And I just can't figure out where it all went wrong. I mean, from the get-go, from that tournament, losing. I mean, people were so excited that they won a game and finished seventh place in that tournament. Seventh place! When we were all saying, oh, we can't wait for that championship game against Cincinnati.
Yep, exactly.
I went back. Yeah, I went back and looked at some of those games. They sucked. They couldn't do anything. And then I went and I looked last night again at the win over Wisconsin. And it's like night and day between what I looked at early in the season and in that game, which was a game where they were totally involved for almost 40 minutes. Because in the other games, as you well know, they have not been involved for 40 minutes. But they were in the Wisconsin game. So I don't know how they're going to use that Wisconsin game as a springboard. Will it carry over into the next few games that are winnable games against teams that are not any better than them? They're not playing powerhouse teams here. So if they get beat up at Nebraska, then the goodwill that they just accomplished on the win against Wisconsin is going to be totally gone out the window, and people are going to be screaming about McCaffrey's contract all over again.
Oh, great. Looking forward to that. That'll be awesome.
Yeah,
love to see that. Well, we're going to take a different perspective on this coming up on the other side. Our old friend Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times, he'll be by. We'll get his thoughts on this contract. Gary Barda. And is there pressure mounting over in Eastern Iowa for Gary Barda handing out another contract? Not even the contract extension, the buyout language again. That's what I'm really bothered by. And we'll get into that with a reporter, a guy on the beat, Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times. He joins us next as we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
O'Reilly. Now through January 30th, you could win one of more than 17,000 prizes in the O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card giveaway powered by Valvoline. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today, pick up a game card, and follow the entry instructions to see if you're one of 500 lucky gift card winners each day. No purchase necessary. See O'ReillySweeps.com for official rules and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a bee emoji, there's nothing I love more than a strong shot of nectar. But getting behind the wheel when you're buzzed? That makes me want to sting. Drive sober and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
If your basement leaks or floods, or if you have mold, mildew, or a musty smell, call Midwest Basement Systems today to request a free basement waterproofing estimate. As Iowa's premier basement waterproofing and foundation repair contractor, Midwest Basement Systems will send one of their certified basement waterproofing specialists to visit your home and conduct a thorough inspection of your basement's foundation.
289-1606.
Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is now filling Des Moines area positions. Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is hiring full-time merchandisers to provide high-quality merchandising support for Dr. Pepper Snapple Group brands to retail stores within an assigned territory. Apply online at dpsg.com/careers. That's dpsg.com/careers. Or click the link on their website. Join the Dr. Pepper team and receive a $500 sign-on bonus. Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too? Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, an equal opportunity employer.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Or online, washersystems.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Back to Jimmy B and TC on Des Moines' big sports station, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We say hello to you on the Big Talker 1700. Steve Batterson, we haven't had him on the show for a little while, so he was bored. So he said, hey, I'll come on. So we've got him from the Quad City Times here on the Big Talker 1700. Steve, good afternoon to you, pal.
Hey, good afternoon.
All right, Steve, where are you with this announcement on McCaffrey, even though the deal was done a couple of months back, and they just kind of did a secret meeting on it, and that was it.
Just a normal extension with a very coach friendly terms, no question about it. Iowa's buyouts have raised eyebrows before. Their policy has often been simply to pay off the terms of a contract, but certainly with Kirk's extension a couple of years ago and with Fran's extension that became public today, there's no question that Iowa has a desire to extend relationships with its coaches, and to change streams will be a very costly situation for the university.
You know, the buyout language. I know I was among many when I just confused when Kirk Ferentz got that contract extension, the buyout language in there. And the same here for McCaffrey. It's not the extension, but where are these coaches going? Where's Kirk Ferentz going at his age? He's not leaving for anywhere. He is established at Iowa. We know this. What job is Fran McCaffrey going after? Notre Dame's not coming open anytime soon. I don't see Mike Bray leaving that post, and it's not like a blue blood's going to come calling Fran McCaffrey. These contracts are given out. If you have a young coach, get it. If you have somebody that is in demand, absolutely. But that's not the case in either of these, at least to me.
You take a look at the Iowa State football deal with Matt Campbell and Jamie Pollard's agreements and the buyout there. Certainly chased a few folks away prior to the end of last season. I think this is kind of a, in some ways, it's a reward for loyalty. It's also a very loud signal to not only, the other universities, but probably also to the fandom that, Iowa has its coach. And they see Fran McCaffrey as being an individual who will be on the bench there for a significant amount of time, probably for the rest of his career, much like Kirk Ferentz. Gary Barta's stated desire is for Kirk to conclude his career with the Hawkeyes, and it's kind of been the way that he's approached these extensions. It's a little unusual, but I don't think we probably should be surprised by it based on what we saw with Kirk's extension a little over a year ago.
Steve Batterson is our guest, Quad City Times on the Big Talker 1700. Steve, in the opening segment of the show, Trent pointed out that Iowa has not been to a Final Four on basketball since 1980, and they don't make the Elite Eight that often. They don't make the Sweet 16 that often. And if they make the tournament, they get bounced in the first or second round. You're there a lot more than Trenton and I are. In your estimation, why is the fan base delirious then, thinking that making the tournament is not even good enough, and they should be, and they're believing that their team should be in the Sweet 16. What's going on there? Where did they come up with this particular delirious moment?
Well, you know, I think there is a disconnect between reality and the expectations of this program. And, you know, I certainly, you know, since that season when Lute did lead Iowa to the Final Four, I mean, they've gone through, a handful of coaches, all, you know, for the most part, very qualified. Certainly George Raveling had a good deal of success. Tom Davis had a good deal of success. Steve Alford has, kind of learned on the job, and probably the less said about Todd Licklider, the better. But, it's a program that has always been a competitive program. It has never been a truly elite program, and it comes down to recruiting. And I think that Iowa's difficulties, have been long-term in terms of being able to get to that next level of athlete, that blue blood type player that can lead you to a Final Four. Iowa's had some good teams. They've had some, terrific individual players, but, they certainly haven't had that level of kid on a regular basis. They're not bringing in the same type of kid that a Michigan State is landing in its recruiting classes, or you take a look even at some of those Iowa State teams that, have been to the 16, the round of eight. It's a tough thing to do. I've had a chance to cover a couple of Illinois teams that have reached the Final Four, and that 1989 team was very similar in a lot of ways to the talent that Tom Davis had at Iowa, but it just wasn't quite at the depth of talent that needs to be there to get to that level. And I think fans, they watch Iowa and they see, a bunch of kids are out there working hard, playing hard, and playing, well together on a fairly regular basis. But, certainly, they're good middle-of-the-pack Big Ten program, and I think it's really what Iowa has been and probably will be for most of the foreseeable future.
So the one that handed out this contract, the athletic director, Gary Barta, and with it, Barta, of course, had the high-profile case that went against the athletic department last year, paying $6.5 million to Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum. The extensions that have been given out and some head-scratching moments there. He raises money well. Is there Gary Barta, after surviving last year, it almost feels like this guy, he's wearing a bulletproof vest. Nothing's going to get through to him.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way, no question. You take a look at, there was a fairly quiet extension given to Tom Brands around the 1st of September prior to the start of their season that, certainly, keeps him in-house for a few years, too. And Tom, as good of a job as he's done with the Iowa wrestling program, that program certainly hasn't been at the elite level that it had been, a few years back. You can point in a number of different directions, but, I think what Gary does as he evaluates coaches, he's looking at those three pillars that graduate, do it right, the type of thing that they spend a lot of time talking about. I think that he's very comfortable with the coaches that he has right now around him.
Steve Batterson is our guest on the Big Talker 1700. Steve, Iowa getting ready after the win against Wisconsin, where they finally played a more complete 40-minute game. What do you expect to see on the road Saturday against Nebraska at Nebraska?
It's going to be interesting to see if there's any momentum that they can carry forward from that. It certainly wasn't the case after they won at Illinois. They went to Rutgers and laid a pretty good egg out there. And, Nebraska is a team that's going to defend you. They certainly have, had some success. Tim Miles is probably in the midst of his best season there. It's a very important season for him. And this has been a tough place for Iowa to win. If the Hawkeyes can go out there and exert the kind of energy they showed against Wisconsin, if they can continue to get, the kind of play they're getting out of Luka Garza, he seems to be the guy that makes that car go right now. if that can continue, I think they've got a shot out there. It's not going to be an easy game by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think that, you know, it'll be a lot like that game out there last year that ended up going into double overtime. It's a couple teams that are kind of built the same way, and I think that's just kind of the nature of this conference this year. There's a lot of teams that are very similar, and a lot of them that are not very consistent, and it's going to be a matter of who can bring it from one night to the next.
Steve, want to take a peek forward, and, well, a guy that you got to see, I'm sure, a lot throughout his career, Joe Weiskamp down at Muscatine. Give us a little scouting report on him, what you see. I know he's ranked top 40 player in his class. I've watched, you know, some film of him, some AAU tournaments that he's played in. But if you can't give us a scouting report of what the Hawkeyes are going to get, and do you expect him to come in and start right away for the Hawks next year?
I certainly think he has the potential to do that. You know, I think he's going to fit into that 2-3 slot that they seem to have just a ton of guys in that position group. But, you know, he's a kid who's got a pretty good head about him. He certainly has a nice shot, and he can beat you inside and out, and he's not afraid to drive it to the bucket. And he's a kid that topped 2,000 points on Tuesday night. He's the third class 4A kid in Iowa ever to do that, and some of that I think has a little bit to do with the fact that he's not surrounded by a great deal of talent right now at Muscatine, but so he is the focal point of what they do. But you know, he's a kid who he's a legit Big Ten player, very similar in some ways to Nicholas Bear, and I could see him kind of almost stepping into that spot in the lineup. I think that he certainly brings a lot to the table, he'll be another, not unlike what they've got a lot of right now. He'll be a kid that goes out and he plays fairly hard, and defensively he'll do a decent job. He's got some work to do on that end of the court, but he'll be a nice addition to this team.
Okay, so with all of that, since Iowa does not have an on-court leader, is it going to be Luka Garza after what you saw out of the Wisconsin game, who at least had a little bit of a nasty side to him and tried to get everybody involved? Could the freshman be the guy who takes over on-court leadership or not?
I think that in some ways that's just kind of how things have evolved. You know, Jordan Bohannon is doing what he can at the point. I'm still not really willing to label him a true point. I think Iowa has some issues in the backcourt that have made them the team that they are right now. And I do think that Garza's attitude and his approach to the game, I think, has been beneficial. When he has not shown up at that level of energy, Iowa has really struggled. I think that at this point in time, I think he's the guy that's got to make it go. Could they use some help? Could they use a little more consistency? Yeah, they sure could. I thought Dom Yule actually gave him a few decent minutes the other night. It's one of those things that, Fran's rotation has struggled a little bit at times in terms of both the size of the rotation and what's in the production. You can tell that he's still kind of looking for that magic bullet on a given night, and the most consistent right now has been Garza.
Good stuff. Hey, Steve, always good catching up with you. We'll do it. Try to do this a little more often. Always love talking Hawkeyes with you. Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times and HawkMania.net. You can find all the great Hawkeye coverage with the Quad City Times. Thanks for your time today, Steve.
Hey, you bet. My pleasure. Take care, guys.
Good stuff there. Jimmy B, we're running a little late here. We got Luke Fetterson coming up on the other side. Going to talk about the new districts are out for football next season. And, Jim, did you see that no expansion to the playoffs? So the coaches wanted it. Lower classes, 24,
yep.
32. The boys in Boone said no. Can you imagine that? More work for them? No, can't do that, right?
I can't believe those yahoos sometimes. I'm serious. And they get paid for those decisions. That's the tragic part about all of this.
Paid well. I'm still angling to get a job up there.
I know.
Like,
hey,
a good gig. It's like a Brinson
job. Yeah, if you
job.
Get it. Yeah. Can I put my feet up on the desk there like I've got them right now? That'll be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be good for you. We'll talk about that coming up on the other side. Also get Luke's thoughts on high school basketball, obviously, here in Central Iowa. We've been talking a lot about Tyreek LaCour from Des Moines North. We'll talk about some of the other top players across the state of basketball on the other side. Luke Fetterson from Iowa Preps, he joins us next.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great prepaid choice. According to Julius and Deb,
when you switch to AT&T prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free
and two lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was gonna say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contract,
no activation fee,
and AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees,
no credit check,
no compromises.
AT&T prepaid has plans for people who like great prices,
plans for people who like great deals,
flexibility,
reliability.
Customers named Deb,
customers named Julius,
customers in Springfield,
customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy. Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy V and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Put a cap on hour number one as we talk the world of sports with you here. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Jimmy B, we got a little high school talk coming up right now. Luke Feddersen from Iowa Prep set to join us, and we had a little fun with the boys up in Boone. But Luke's been on this high school scene for a long, long time, and he knows it as well as everybody. Luke, excited to get your thoughts today. How are things with you?
Doing excellent here. How about you guys?
I can't complain. And, well, just trying to make sense of everything that came out from the Boys Association today. New districts, well, we knew that obviously had to happen for the 2018 and 2019 football seasons. My alma mater got bumped down to 1A because, well, the enrollment continues to dwindle up in beautiful Osage. But I don't think that's a relevant story for what we're talking about here. Let's start with first the playoffs. We had the expansion years ago to 32. At the 4A level, it felt like too much. We had a 1-8 team qualify, 2-7 teams qualify. But when you go back to 16, as they have the last couple of seasons, you run into Class 3A all the way down to 8-player teams, 7-2, sometimes 8-1, that get left out. They didn't go with the happy medium. They didn't listen to the coaches, it sounded like. They're sticking at 16 for the next couple of seasons. Your reaction to the 16-team bracket?
I think it's kind of what the coaches say. I mean, they're the ones, like, you know, if anybody knows or anybody, you know what I mean, like, has the best feel for, you know, what they're looking for. They want the expanded playoffs, and that's the unfortunate thing. It's not just the fact that you know, they didn't go to 32. I understand, like, it's just funny because I remember, you know, crying and, you know, it's slaughtered down, it's too many teams and this and that. And now it's like, oh, those past days were so great. But it's one of those things where, one, I'm worried that they're not listening to coaches. These guys, you know, they're the ones who are doing the dirty work. They're the ones who are getting underpaid and putting in so much time to help these kids, you know, grow as football players, as men, all these different things. And so they need to listen to them, I think, number one. And number two, like you said, the biggest concern is just the teams that are going to get hurt here. So if your schedule, like I think it was one of the Class A coaches, I think it was East Buchanan coach, was saying, if the state schedules their non-district games and they don't schedule them, let's say they schedule them with, you know, smaller teams that have struggled in the past, that will continue to struggle, it's going to be one of those things where they're not going to make the playoffs, even if they finish second in the district. They have to win that district, because otherwise the RPI is going to hurt them, because the RPI is based not just on district games, it's on all 9 games of the season. And when you don't control those games, or if you do control them, you know, if you do have a control in them, you have a rival that's not good, what are you supposed to do there? And that's the thing that's frustrating. And just, it's, you know, I don't like the rare exception when those 1-8, 2-7 teams get in. And I agree that 32 does seem too heavy, especially in certain classes that are smaller. But I think at the same time, the schools that miss out, that are 7-2, 8-1, that have had a great season, that's what's the frustrating part. And I think those teams have a fair complaint, you know, are going to have a fair complaint when the playoffs roll around next year, you know, in going forward and everything overall.
Luke, why can't that board see the forest through the trees? It seems like they've been stuck in mud for eons. What needs to change, or can it ever change?
Well, the one thing that came out of their announcements too, and I am, they took maybe it's a pinky toe, but they took a pinky toe out of those trees. They did allow out of state games. that's a great thing. You know, for the Eastern Iowa, you know, Eastern State can, you know, play the Quad Cities teams of the Illinois side. Dowling, you know, it'd be great if they went and played a really good Kansas or Missouri or, you know what I mean, Nebraska team. That's a really good step in the right direction. I think that is something that helps. But at the same time, like I said before, you have to listen to coaches. Like, they're the ones, you know, they're not doing this because they're, you know, it's not like a college coach getting paid millions of dollars or, you know, any hundreds of thousands of dollars. These coaches are doing it because they love it. And that's the thing. You got to listen to these guys because, you know, they're the ones who, you know, are going to be critical for the, you know, for football as it goes forward. And that's why I think it's important if they say 32, you know, if they say something ludicrous like every team needs to make the playoffs, that's a different story. But if you can, you know, talk to them and figure out, okay, if the state doesn't want 32 teams, find out why the coaches want it. Talk to them, figure out what can be done in terms of the scheduling. I know that's an important thing where you don't want to start too early. They don't want to go past Thanksgiving. But again, you have a dome, and I understand that there's some things with you and I in the playoffs that you got to watch out for. But at the same time, I think you need to talk to the coaches, and hopefully they do continue to at least try to take those steps and say, you know, and I talked about it in basketball too, is the playoffs over or holiday tournaments. Allow those. Some teams aren't going to play. Some teams will. It's their choice. You know, allow the shot clock. Different stuff like that is what the state needs to start doing. And I do think the out-of-state games is a step in the right direction, but they need to look more at more things than just that overall.
Luke Feddersen, Iowa Preps, joining us here. We're talking about the new districts that are out for high school football and some of the ideas that were out there that were knocked out. I've always been in favor, Luke, of the 24-team bracket, building a buy-in there for the teams that win their district, and then the other teams obviously playing off to move on to the next round. I think that's the one that makes a whole lot of sense. The problem you certainly run into, though, is, like you talked about, the Unidome, when it's available, Thanksgiving, those kind of things. How much difficulty is there of just moving the schedule up a week? We see a few week zero games, eight-player, a big part of that. You know, how difficult would it be? I think last year they started on the 25th, I believe, was that first Friday. Mm-hmm. Moving it up another week. And how much do you think backlash there would be against something like that?
The biggest concern, that there's is it goes down to safety, which I would, you know what I mean? It's not like it's a false concern. It's just so hot. You don't want to have to start those practices in late July. And then, you know what I mean, with baseball. So if you have a state tournament baseball team, when does their season end? That's where, you know, there's so many different problems and so many different ways out of it where they can say, well, it's a safety thing. We're not going to be able to start then, or we don't want, you know, baseball to coincide with it. Again, we're one of the only states that have baseball during the summer. So is that a different conversation about that needs change? You know, it's hard to say. But I think they need to look at it from one of the perspectives of, you know, do you extend it or do you put it back earlier? Like, you have to do one. The coaches, I think at some point they will actually listen to the coaches. They do, I would hope so. They're going to listen to coaches and expand it. Like you said, 24 is a fair median. 32 seems watered down. 16 seems like a few teams can complain. Because we've always seen the Pels of the world in past years where they're a 4 seed and they make a run to the, you know, state title game or even the Unidome. You know, you see teams like that. But at the same time, if a team loses their first 4 games, you know your season's probably done unless there's a 32-team playoff. So I think that 2014 medium is realistic. I think you find a way that maybe you figure out a way to cut a regular season game, and then but at the same time, what you need to do for the schools, because a big part of the schools is they get a portion of the revenue with regular season games, you have to find a way to somehow, you know, make that up for them if you cut one. So what are you going to do? Is it going to be part of playoffs? Is it going to be a different, you know, I don't know how it all works, but I'm saying there's got to be something for the school. So that's the only worry about cutting a regular season game. And then, but at the same time, if you cut it down to 8, you can have 4 and 4, hopefully 4 home games, 4 away games. So they just need to, you know, I don't want to say creative thinking because that hasn't been exactly something they've been known for, but that is important for them to do, is just look at all options, talk to the coaches, see what's available. And again, you're not going to please everybody. It's a situation where at the end of the day, whether you put everyone in or 8 teams in, somebody's going to be mad about it. But you got to figure out what the general consensus is. And right now, it's not what they put for the next 2 years.
All right, last thing on football, and I got a couple basketball questions before we run out of time. But you mentioned the RPI. That was a big component up on the high school website. They have a long explanation. It almost seems too simplified. I get schedule only, but there's so many components. Beating a team, up a class? What's the point of even playing up a class if all these games are going to matter if you're not going to get anything for it? Did they go far enough with this RPI component?
Exactly what you said, and I read, you know, Coach Richie at Williamsburg, he had a quote, I believe it was in Cedar Rapids Gazette today, that talked about it. It's like, why should we want to schedule those bigger teams?
Yeah.
Those bigger teams are the, you know, for the 2A, for the 3A schools, for the Xaviers of the world, for, you know, the Reginas, those are the type of games that really help them. But so, you know, is it going to be something that, you know, if Regina schedules Solon and Xavier and loses both and then loses a district game, or, you know, just imagine the outcries for that, because again, you want to schedule those better teams if you're a smaller school, but at the same time, now you're worried about it. It's kind of like, you know, the college football playoffs when they tell you to schedule the tough out-of-conference games and you end up scheduling all the, you know, the 1AA schools and then you still end up making a playoff. That's the concern here, and especially when these schools don't have the control. So it's difficult. I wish there was something more, but again, they face backlash. This is also moving over to basketball, too. They face backlash in basketball where their points system for the state tournament was based off of, you know, if you beat a 4A team, you got 4 points, 3A team, and a lot of coaches, you know, the smaller conference coaches who couldn't, you know, who weren't the Xaviers, who weren't the Helans, who weren't in the bigger conferences, complained about that too. So again, you're not going to make everyone happy, but at the same time, you do need to give them some sort of advantage for scheduling bigger teams, especially, and I don't know, I mean, there's a difference between a bottom dweller in 3A versus, you know, a team like Xavier or a school, you know, a bigger school, right, that succeeds every year. So they have to find a happy medium. That's where it's going to be problematic, because come playoff time, the RPI is going to be very upsetting for at least a few schools. There's just no way it's not going to be, and that's where it's going to get kind of ugly overall.
Luke, we'll let you go with a little basketball here. Here, obviously, in our neck of the woods, there's been a lot of talk about Tyreek LeCour, one of the top juniors in the state, put together another great season, put up a 56th spot in a game against a team from down in Missouri here about a month back. What are you hearing on the recruiting front from you on Tyreek?
So far, it's been kind of the lower-level D1 schools, Drake, North Dakota, schools like that are keeping an eye on him. His season should prompt that, but, you know, for college basketball, and I don't want to say that the regular high school season doesn't matter, but for college basketball, AAU is so critical. So it really depends, you know, if he can capitalize on this season and continue obviously doing well into the spring when he hits the, you know, the open AAU circuit where the college coaches can all see them. He'll definitely be getting more of those, you know, hopefully Power Five conferences in schools like that. That's going to be the goal, and he definitely has the talent. He just needs to kind of prove it against, you know, not just CML opponents, kind of the better, you know, the better elite guards throughout the country is what he's going to have to do. But so far, it's those lower D1 schools, and some of the bigger D1 schools are keeping an eye on him, just following his progress. And then, like I said, kind of want to see how he does against, you know, the elite of the elite throughout the country.
Finally, we're getting ready about a month away, 3 weeks away, in fact, from state wrestling, but basketball, boys basketball, a couple weeks after that. New schedule this year. You have any takeaways, or are you just going to wait and see how it goes that week?
Kind of wait and see how it goes, because I don't, you know what I mean? Like, again, maybe it's thinking outside the box. Maybe this is going to be better. Maybe it's going to be, you know, a better thing, and it's hard to say. So I guess right now I just kind of want to see how it all plays out, see how you know, the teams do, the travel does, all that different stuff, how the coach, you know, like I said, with the football stuff, how the coaches like it and that type of thing. And hopefully they're going to be flexible enough to say, okay, this isn't a great idea. Maybe we should change this and do something different here, or maybe it's great. So they're at least trying something, and I like the fact that they're doing that. And so, you know, just because it's changed, I don't want to be stuck in my ways of, you know, yesterday was the greatest thing ever and tomorrow's not as good type of thing, with hopefully not with the football playoffs either. But I think it's going to be, let's wait and see, and hopefully, you know, I think if anything, it's going to be, you know, the kids still have an opportunity to get on the big stage, and hopefully, you know, I would hope, and I don't know if it's going to be the case, but I hope they get to play in front of as many people as possible. So,
good stuff. Hey, Luke, as always, thanks for your time. We'll do it again soon, all right?
No cross-country questions today?
No, not yet. I'll have one next time, though, I promise.
Okay, coming soon. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Luke Feddersen, Iowa Preps, joining us here. Quick timeout. The 5 o'clock hour is next here on 1700.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Hey, guys. This is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. The main difference between them is the flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
With any concrete slab, concrete settlement is a common problem. Changes in underlying soil causes sidewalks, driveways, porches, and pool decks to shift and crack, resulting in significant and expensive repairs. At Midwest Basement Systems, our patented PolyLevel system is an inexpensive, proven solution of lightweight, expansive foam that lifts the slab back into place. Don't replace it, raise it.
Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Shop the Kitchen and Bath event for Home Depot exclusives like the Kohler Rubicon single-handle bath faucet. Now at a new, lower price, just $79. Its brushed nickel finish and Art Deco style complement any decor. Contemporary, classic, yours. No one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. And right now, the Kohler Rubicon faucet is just $79. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-